SBS Radio.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio si Ginoong Charlie Yao ng Lanaval Food Packaging Solutions. So, ating pag-uusapan, buong buhay dito sa state ng Victoria. Magandang araw po.
Magandang araw sa iyo, Maridel.
Maraming salamat sa panahon ninyo. Alam kong bising-busy kayo.
You're welcome.
Nabanggit po ninyo 1991 nang nagdesisyon kayong mag-ibang bayan at pinili ninyo ang Australia. Una po sa lahat, bakit Australia?
Well, to begin with, ang sister ko ay nakapag-asawa ng Australian. That was back in 1985. It took her probably 3 years or at least 3 years to convince me to come to Australia. Initially as a visitor and then eventually migrate. Both of them I turned down dahil meron akong magandang position sa Pilipinas. Back in those days, I already have got managership roles in San Miguel Corporation and I'm enjoying my job. Sabi niya, subukan mo lang. I-lodge natin ito. Sabi ko, if I do that, I'll have to make a gigantic decision to forego and let go of all of my plans here in the Philippines. So it was a really, really, there were sleepless nights. And I finally decided, kinumbinsi talaga ako ng sister ko, come and try it out here.
Siguro hindi kayo nagsisisi dahil ngayon maganda ang buhay dito sa Australia.
At the start, when I arrived, I have about 30 application knockbacks. Napakarami. To a point where I got depressed, wanting to come back to the Philippines and just start all over again. Nag-resign ako. I sold all of my things, nag-garage sale ako and all that. And I went from one application to the other.
So mag-isa po kayo nang pumunta?
I arrived with my former wife. And we both started, you know, school teacher siya. Ako naman, I'm in a sales managerial role. And I went from one application to the other and knockback after knockback. And sabi ko sa sarili ko, I've got to start somewhere.
At ano po yung nagbigay sa inyo ng lakas ng loob para mahanap yung starting point, ika nga?
Alam mo, nung dumating kami, we only knew a few Filipinos around, okay? And I really got to know one person through my sister. And she's a, at that time, social worker na siya sa FCCBI. Can I mention her name?
Apo.
Well, she's passed away already and her name is Chit San Jose.
Connie San Jose.
Connie San Jose. Connie said to me, my former husband owns a bed sheets factory in Tullamarine. Pasyal ka doon, magpakilala ka. I went there and consequently, I met the boss, si Kuya Roy. Sabi ko kay Kuya Roy, kahit ilang oras lang, try mo lang ako. So, nag-start ako sa bed sheets factory. Nagtatabas ng tela, nananahi. Nag-uwi ng tahiin para may extra kita and all that.
Mabuti marunong kayong manahi.
Natuto ako through my mom. Right here in Australia na rin, hindi ako marunong humawak ng sewing machine. Industrial sewing machine, industrial overlocker. So bumili kami ng mga second hands. So from the time na nagtatrabaho ako kay Roy during the day, nag-uuwi rin kami ng tahi at night. So we have to do all those bed sheets at night, deliver them the next day. And then keep on going para kumita. And Roy, kumbaga sa ano, Kuya Roy saw the dedication. And that's when he started promoting me.
At pagkatapos nun, matapos ang maraming taon?
Fortunately, ako yung napagtanungan ng isang Jewish na investor na nagtayo ng factory, katabing-katabi ng factory ni Roy. And he walked in, asked me whether I knew some people who wanted to work in his salad factory. And I immediately said, can we, you know, do some part-time work for you? Pinayagan ako ni Roy, so nagpa-part-time din ako sa kabilang pinto. And he saw my potentials. At the time, isang line lang yung aming production room. But we were able to do some work And he was pleased about the kind of kumbaga sa ano Filipino way, no? Yung bang yung do the job now, ask questions later. So lahat ng instructions niya ginawa ko, and then if I've got issues, I'll do the job first, then I'll raise the issues later. So he's an Italian person, so nakita niya yung potential ko, and he offered me a full-time position at the salad factory.
Wow. So yun na po ang simula ng repackaging business.
Doon siya nagsimula.
So lahat ng iyan dahil mayroong naniwala sa kakayanan at dedikasyon at determinasyon ninyo.
Well, the thing is, you never say no pag may opportunity. Every time that you see an opportunity or anything that's outside your realm of responsibility or capability, ako noon, kahit hindi ko pa alam trabahuhin yung trabaho, I always say yes. And then I will figure out how I can finish the job.
Bakit po Victoria, maliban sa nandito ang kapatid ninyo, bakit po ninyo napili ang Victoria o nag-desisyon kayong manatili sa Victoria?
It's, you know, I did not know much about Australia back in 1991. You know, I just went, okay, napakaganda ng Melbourne, napakaluwag. Everybody has a smiling face. You know, magagalang sila lahat, very courteous. Sabi ko, why go somewhere else? Sabi ko gano'n, nandito ang kapatid ko, nandito ang support system namin. As a newcomer, you need that support system anywhere you are. So, napatunayan ko na I don't need to go elsewhere other than stay where I am and just make do with what I've got and then show what I can do and then take it from there.
Kamakailan pinagdiwang ninyo yung 20 years ng
That's right.
negosyo ninyo.
Mm-hmm.
At kung di ako nagkakamali, marami rin sa negosyo ninyo ay mga kapwa Pilipino.
That's right, yes.
So, bakit po ninyo pinili na mag-empleyo ng Pinoy?
Look, you have to give the trust back. Pinagtiwalaan ako ng amo ko bilang isang Pilipino. At sabi ko, marami pang Pilipino diyan na bagong dating na gustong patunayan din yung sarili nila. And I am so proud that I have achieved in my 20 years in the business. I have achieved what other business people can only dream of. Okay, one of them is through the 457 visa category. Meron ako mga natulungan ng mga kababayan natin na naging Australian citizens na sila, nakapagpatayo, nadala na nila ang kanilang mga pamilya dito, nakapagpatayo na sila ng bahay dito because of the 457. I sponsored them. Mga estudyante, especially mga estudyante, binibigyan ko sila ng hours at pagkakataon na kahit papano kumita because napakalaki ng gastos ng isang foreign student dito sa Australia. If I can give them accommodation free of charge, which ginawa na namin mag-asawa, ang bahay namin open. Meron kaming mga estudyante na hanggang ngayon ay nakatira sa amin free of charge. Hindi namin sila inoobliga at employed pa namin sila. Nakakatulong kami sa kanila, nakakatulong kami sa pamilya nila, and I am giving something back.
Ano po ang masasabi ninyo o mapapayo ninyo sa mga tulad ninyo na minsan nagsimula sa wala, ika nga nila, dito sa Victoria?
There will always be an open door for everybody. My motto in life is never say no. Kapag ka nandyan ang pagkakataon, and malalaman mo yun sa puso mo na opportunity na yun, yun na yung opportunity inintay mo, go for it. And it will just keep on opening doors for you. Kapag ka nandoon na siya, gawan mo ng paraan.
Ano po ang lugar sa Victoria na pinakapaborito ninyong puntahan at bakit?
Siguro ay sasabihin ko na hindi lang sa akin, pati ang misis ko, mahilig kaming mag-dine out. Dining places is always ano sa amin, gastronomic ano kami, addicts kami.
So bagay talaga kayo sa Melbourne?
That's right, oo. Besides that, siguro yung mga special places, na kahit na isang ali lang siya at pero maganda yung ambience niya, we love to take photos and we love to go to that place. Yun lang.
Masasabi po ba ninyo na ang Victoria na ang inyong home?
Definitely. Definitely. Oo.
Maraming salamat sa pagbahagi ng inyong kwento, Ginong Charlie Yao.
Miss Maridel, thank you rin sa pagkakataon na ito.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.